Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Euler moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Euler moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler scores. Wirt moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Haney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Northrup out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-0 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally juggles the ball. That's an error on McNally. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler moves to third. Sparma moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Euler scores. Sparma moves to third. Wirt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Wirt moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt scores. McAuliffe moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Dillman now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe scores. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oiler hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to third for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.